evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 1st of May 2025. It is a Thursday evening and we are doing the most. Ladies and gentlemen, for those that are tuning in, for those that are on the other side, for those that are tuning in from Facebook, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the girl is going live. Now, I was taking a little bit of time. Because apparently you can most now, no matter what you're going through, you must always do your edges. So I get a little bit of gel. He's so habreng. And I was like, let me just do my edges. Let me just do my hair on the screen, because it is what it is. But okay. So, okay, so this is the first time that I'm going live on the Eagle FM page, because, you know, I also want to be like the cool kids. Every day I'm seeing Helmut. Every day I am seeing, you know, Tate France. Everything, you know, it's just a little bit of jealousy here and there. And I see that we are joined by a lot of people already. So I'm like, are we shy? Like, I don't know, but the edges are laying. Kuja, no matter what you're going through, ladies and gentlemen, always do your edges. Your makeup doesn't have to be on fleek. Nothing else has to be on fleek, but the baby hair. The baby hair has to be hurrying. The baby hair has to be, at least it must be laying down, slick cartel kind of thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are just joining us, hello, everybody. Hello. So, the number in studio is 083-2888-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to buzz us up, in case you would like to call, in case you would like to participate in our conversation. Am I? So, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, the conversation for today is financial abuse amongst the elderly. I think that I wanted, in April, we were talking mostly about, you know, abuse, and we were talking about how you people are beating each other, how you people are dragging each other through the mud, how you people are doing the most to each other. And I decided that, man, when I checked there, I was like, yeah, but we didn't talk about the people that are, you know, abusing the elders financially. Because yesterday we were talking about the ones that are abusing, physically abusing the elderly. You would know we were talking about telltale signs and the fact that the likelihood of us actually seeing that our elders are being physically abused by the caretakers, right, is slim to none, because none of us believe in, say, washing our elders, taking care, or, you know, like, skin care, you know, checking their skin, checking like, oh, wani wakoshika nompano kuku, and oh, no shida rompano, wani wakoshika no. And also, especially when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's, our elders have a tendency of telling fibs, telling white lies, you know, like, on that thing, wako ngelefa, you're like, how, there's no ngelefa here in this house, so. Which ngelefa are you talking about? And when they start to, when they start to go, then we start to have this thing of, whatever they tell us, we kind of don't believe it, because, I mean, okwakurupa, everybody's like, okwakurupa, and everybody's like, oh, okay, we are not gonna believe her. So even when she says she's being beaten, when we say, she says that she's being tied up, we don't really pay attention to it, because we assume that Cuckoo Dearest is just not on a good flex. Cuckoo Dearest is just doing the most, you know, yene. She's just not Ayoba, and we don't want to take that risk, and we don't want to literally listen and understand, listen and comprehend. So that is why. But then today we're talking about the finances. So we're talking about Cuckoo's Panzera. But we're also talking about our elders actually misusing money. Oh. Okay. Now you would say that, you would say that, no, but it's her own money, or it's his own money, so it's not abuse. But you're like, Because if you don't take care of the dinero, the guala, the guap, the dough, wena, kuku dearest, or tateguru dearest, right? Then the likelihood of you coming into my pocket later on is very high. Very, very high. So we are not really about just don't go into my mother's business. Don't go into my father's business. Don't go into my grandmother's business. It's her own run, you know? Like, opendera ya kuku nekare ya opendera ya kuku. Kai shi, shimari washo ku sapote humbondino, you know? But, if she's the breadwinner, my dear, are we not supposed to eat the money? Maybe not to kaina to jane, because you don't win. You are telling us from Oshomea that, my mother's money must just be for herself, for her sweets and her bread. See? The ones that are taking care of her. And us? So we are not going to eat anymore. I see here we have a comment. I'm not a prophet, but I have, feelings Manchester United is leading at first half. Oh, these ones. When I saw the M, I thought it was going to be Maitreya Kanti's Manchester United. Oh, Facebook people, they're wild. All right. So we're talking about financial abuse. We're talking about the signs and the telltales that our seniors are being financially exploited. Our seniors are not actually the ones that are using the money. And even if they are using the money, somewhere, somehow, somebody out there is taking them for granted. So let's look at it. Let's look at what happens when the finances come in. So 90% of us, let's say, 90% of us out here, our seniors are not really living in the city. And if they are living in the city, we are either putting them in a place that's nice if we are moneyed. And if we are not moneyed, then they are living with a relative. But 90% of our elders, they are all in OV or in the village, in Sintabes, in Korihas. They are in Sources Flay, like, do they also have old people? I don't know. Because Sources Flay, I know Sources Flay for what do you call those? The air balloons, Ankwetu, in the $52,000 rooms for one night. Yeah, that's what I know Sources Flay for. But let's say in this country, most of our elders, they retire and go home. Wherever they consider home to be, they retire and go home. Now, most of our elders also end up having, especially those that are headed towards the 90s, they usually end up having, illnesses such as dementia, Alzheimer's, so they wander off, they forget who you are, and sometimes they forget who the person is, and sometimes they tell little fibs, tell little lies, that's what we know them for, which, was the person really here? Was the person really here, or are you mixing it up? Are you telling us lies? But that's what happens. So now, the question is, how many of our elders, ne, our kurupeto, how many of our elders are actually, how many of them receive their pension funds? And how many of our elders are being, you know, I'm directly translating it from Oshindonga to English. So, pardon me, really, in all honesty. How many of them are being caught for? So how many people are actually going out there to go and receive the pension money for the senior citizens? And what happens to this money? Is this money allocated to Kuku's blankets? Is this money allocated to Kuku's shoes? Is this money allocated to Kuku's cream, Vaseline, or whatever she puts on, soap, food? Where does this money go? And how many of us look at where the finances go? And I understand that some senior people, right? Some senior people live in places where they are honestly still the breadwinners, and they are the ones that are spearheading their families. And with that, we respect it. But does it all really just go there? Because if we are looking at how much they get, and we are looking at the expenses of a traditional home or a traditional home in the village, right? We would say that there is a 50 kg. Let's say this house is being accommodated by at least 12 to 13, 14 people. obviously the maize meal that you guys would have to buy is a shark on the Nenero 600, Nengo 500. And that one is already here, 600, 500. Then how much is left? And then the transport to go and get, the money in the first place or go and receive the cash. The other side is also included in all of this. And there is not much that is actually left, or there is not much that is left. And when there is not much that is left, we assume that there's a lot of money that is left, and we assume that, oh no, somebody is eating Kuku's money, somebody is eating Kuku's, somebody is eating Kuku's resources and so forth. But now and then we have to actually look at the finances. So if we are looking at what dynamics we have to evaluate whether or not our finances are matching up with the finances of our elders is by understanding what the needs are. What the needs are in the household, what the needs are for the senior person. Now, as discussed yesterday, we talked about elements such as bruising. We talked about elements such as being quiet and so changing behavior within our seniors. So in our village, there was an old lady that used to live with her elder children, and her elder children were all age 40 and above. So one of the elder children was the one that was receiving the money. And this is now the pension, or penzera. She was the one that was receiving the money. And the complaint was that she's receiving the money, but she's not doing anything for our kuku now. She's not doing anything for the grandmother, and then the rest of the siblings still have to chip in because the senior doesn't have shoes, the senior doesn't have blankets, the senior doesn't have anything. And this was now reported that it was, no, this person is financially abusing our grandmother. She's financially abusing our mother because she is getting the money and she is not sending the money over. But my question would be, why is somebody that is on the other side of the country receiving money for somebody that is on this side? Why is it that somebody within the household is not the one that is actually taking the caretaker, the primary caretaker? Why is she not the one, or he not the one, that is receiving the money? It's because many people think that there is negligence and there is foul play when it comes to money. Many of us don't actually trust one another when it comes to money, because apparently money is the root of all evil. They say apparently money is the devil that comes through. But is it really money that is the devil that comes through? Or are we just filled with so many bad people that do bad things within the country? And I can see that one of our viewers on Facebook said that Namibia, country of drug dealers and thieves. Well, I think that is one topic that we also have to look at, because if we look at the crimes that are happening right now within our villages, right? The movement of addiction and the movement of violent crimes has now escalated to such an extent where we are sitting in small towns and we are sitting in villages where people are locking rooms. Now, if you look at the way you grew up and you look at the way the children are growing up right now, would you trust to put your children on a bus and send them over to their grandmother, wherever their grandmother is? Because I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust it because of everything that happens within our villages, everything that happens within our young people that are stuck in the village, and our young people that are just doing the most. So part of the problem with our neighbor, we'll say neighbor, part of our problem with the neighbor's daughter being the one that is getting the money, is that life in the household was bad. It was bad to the extent where everybody has to chip in and make sure that there's food, there's water, there's everything for this household. And this woman is on the other side paying her bills with her mother's pension. She's paying her bills with her mother's pension. She's living her life with her mother's pension. And even when she comes home, she's a person that has to be paid for. She's a person that has to be like, I don't know, just a purely irresponsible person, if we would say, but we can't call people irresponsible. We can't say that, no, just because you're not doing this means that you're irresponsible, even if it looks irresponsible, even if every single arrow points to irresponsibility, we can't really say that she's irresponsible, because maybe it was a negotiation between the mother and the daughter. But one thing that we also have to look at is how many of our seniors are being manipulated into believing that they are going to get assistance because they are no longer capable of walking, they are no longer capable of seeing, they are no longer capable of actually being contributing members of society. How many of our seniors are being told that this is not a 200 and then Katekuru takes it? I remember we have so many stories that go through the media about old people being physically abused, but it all starts, that physical abuse doesn't just start that, oh, I'm going to wake up one day and I believe that I'm going to go and beat up my grandmother because my grandmother, you know, I need to teach her manners. No, it is something else that draws you to trying to get something out of the old lady, and the old lady stacks. Now, in the old lady stacks, you use strength because, I mean, she can't retaliate, she can't fight with you. And that is where old people's wallets are going missing, people's money is going missing. This is the part where we now see that it is more than just financially depriving, financially escalating, financially beating them down. It is a matter of what are these people going through to that makes them want to harm seniors? And also, how much are we paying the people that stay with our seniors? How much are we giving them? And do we actually look at the responsibilities of the person that is the primary caretaker of our senior? The primary caretaker of our senior, right, is the person that is herding the cattle, the person is rounding off the sheep and the goat, and the person is making sure that the house is still running, the person has children of their own, the person is also taking care of your parent, and then the person is also cultivating the fields. Now, how much do you guys give your help when we are thinking of salary base? Because I can understand that we all came to Ushimba to konga uhupiro. I understand that we all came to seek for the greener pastures for our families and to look out for our seniors and to look out for our mothers and our grandfathers and to look out for our people. But the same way we complain about, yeah, vele, this salary that you're giving me here, it's not enough, I want my money. Before we take out okapis and stuff, we have already thought about the fact that this money is not enough. Now, do we think that those that are in the village don't look at it the same? Do we think that they don't have a concept of money because they don't live in town? Do we think that they don't have families of their own? That is why we can exploit them. Because when I look at employment within the villages, ne? When I look at employment in terms of our Angolan nationals, that come and we take them in to come and work within our houses, I strongly believe that what we do is exploit. What we do is just tikusini nikira kwa nguzi because you don't have another way, and I am your Lord and Savior, and I'm your only source. I'm your only source of financial stability, a home, shelter, everything. So I am going to exploit you by giving you a gang of work to do. You're going to be the manager, the secretary, Gustavo. You're going to be the manager, the secretary. You're going to be the cleaner. You're going to be the herder. You're going to be everything. And then when you are everything as well, I'm going to pay you the salary of somebody that is not even a quarter of those things. Now, if this is the person, if this frustrated person that we are having here in the midst of things, if this is the frustrated person, now this person is dealing with your grandmother, and let's put it at the all-time high and say that your grandmother is an absolute person, wonderful person, wonderful, wonderful, when she's on her meds and everything, how wonderful, coco, hilarious. Let's say that your grandmother is a person that has dementia, is a person that has Alzheimer's, you know, I'm biting my tongue a little bit today because I'm also trying to read up. I'm also trying to read up with what you guys are saying on Facebook, and I'm also trying to focus. So bear with me. I'll get the hang of this. You know, a star always, distinctions always. We'll get there. Eh? One day at a time. So this person that is now dealing with your grandmother, that is everything. Your grandmother is everything that even you would avoid. You would run. You would not be part of it. You would try by all means, right, to avoid your grandmother if your grandmother was your sole responsibility for at least a year. Now, you are thinking that this person is incapable of losing their tempers. This person is incapable of exploiting and extorting. This person is incapable of doing any kind of harm to your grandmother because you are paying them $500 a month, and sometimes, right, you don't even pay them. Sometimes you tell them things like, yeah, but I bought okalaina kohi. I bought fish. I bought fish for you guys, and I bought mayonnaise last month. So, I don't know. Why are we going on? Why are we going on about a payment? I will send the payment when I get the payment. And you are thinking, right, in your logical mind, when you are thinking that this person is still going to treat your grandmother with care, with love, with compassion, with affection, and with all the morale that they could possibly do. You're thinking that. You're thinking that your grandmother is in safe hands. And I would hate to be the bearer of bad news. I want to be a light in your life. You know, I want to be umetriaki. You know, I want to be a light in your life. I want you to be happy. But unfortunately, in this case, you are sadly mistaken. You are highly mistaken. Because even when you are unhappy, you show up, to your boss with an old copy. Bring my money, right? You show up with an okapi, my friend, and you are thinking that everybody else should be an exception. Why? Why should everybody else be an exception? Because you can't handle it, but yet you are expecting other people to handle it. And you wonder why cuckoo's money is just not cuckoo's money ring. It's just, I don't know where it goes. All right?
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. If you are just joining us right now, my name is the Matriarch and I am your host all the way until midnight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's topic is financial abuse amongst the elderly. Now, it could be that maybe they are financially abusing themselves. It could be that the caretaker is financially abusing them. It could be that you were now, you are maybe exploiting and extorting your mother. Maybe we don't know, but we have to start talking about things that are not just things that are not just the topics and headlines that we read in the newspaper, because many of us don't actually put two and two together and see that, man, Mara, this old lady, who's that? How does she just go? So, once upon a time I had, not a once upon a time, but I have a friend of mine that, she was born by a senior. So her siblings are older than her by far, like by 20 to 30 years. And then she came later. She was like the little saving grace that happens, you know, because, you know, black don't crack, you know, the skin, and you know, black don't crack. And it's not really likely for most black women to go into menopause, or the ancient black women or the senior black women to go into menopause too early. And, her mom got pregnant in her late fifties, like 57 or something like that. And she had her. So she has always had a senior mom. So in her mid twenties around there, her mom had to be hospitalized. Now her mom was already on pension. Her mom was on pension and her mom was living in the South, and, she was being taken care of by an aunt, because at the time she had just started working, and she had to find balance and grounding. So her mom was living with an aunt, and the aunt was the one that was now responsible for the money, responsible for the caretaking, responsible for everything, and responsible for her, basically. And it was a family choice to take the mom to the aunt's place, because she was slowly but surely, old age was kicking in. And when old age kicks in, there's a lot that comes with old age. Sometimes there is the bladder that does not have bladder control. Sometimes there's bowel movements that just move. And sometimes there's dementia. Sometimes there's Alzheimer's, and sometimes there's Parkinson's, and sometimes there's usually something. And if there is not anything, then you consider yourself lucky, because that is not what everybody else is dealing with, right? So at this point, her mom had a little bit of a glitch within the psyche. So she used to go to for medication, and she used to be taken care of, and she was basically just a patient, you know, onto a doctor. And because people are so negligent, especially with seniors, people are negligent with seniors and people are negligent with children, because I don't understand why nobody is looking after the children to the extent where the child drowns, you know? Like, where are the people that are supposed to be supervising children? Do we actually have a culture of supervising our children? Do we have a culture of looking after our children, in all honesty? Or do we just let them wander off and raise themselves, and then we just hope for the best? Is that how we do it? Like, is that how we just raise the children on autopilot? Because I don't understand. I don't understand the fatalities of children, but okay. And sometimes it's just circumstances and situations. We can't really say that, oh no, parents are negligent, because in some cases, if you can't pay for the transport, you just can't pay for the transport, but the child has to get an education one way or another, right? Okay. So sometimes children wander off, but elders also wander off. They wander off and they are sly, they are slick, they are quiet. You know, they are like a thief in the night. They are quiet. And at some point, nobody noticed my friend's mom leave the house, and she just wandered off, but it was for such a long time. She wandered off. She had a head start of at least five to six hours. And by the time people noticed that, Cuckoo Mother Dearest is not in the room, she had been gone for quite a while, because they had to go and ask now the neighbors, oh, did you see Oma Matriarch? Hey, did you see Oma Elizabeth? Did you see her anywhere? Like, yeah, we saw her here in the morning. She was walking that side. She was wearing her gown. Oh, like which gown? What color was it? And this is something that is heartbreaking, because if you don't even know the color of the gown that she was wearing in the house, then were you paying attention? But we're not here to blame. We're not here to blame anybody, but let's just look at it. And they now identified that she had gone a very, very long time ago. And this long time ago going is the one that now set everybody into a panic, into a state of, oh my goodness, let's look for Cuckoo. And they looked everywhere. But what was heartbreaking is the fact that it was winter. And if we know anything about the southern part of Namibia, it gets really, really cold. It gets so cold that in some places it even has a little bit of a snow lookalike kind of thing. Because if you've been to Aus, for example, because I've been to Aus, if you've been to Aus, for example, you know that when it's winter for real. And that was their biggest fear. And it was getting darker. So the piece of clothing that she was identified to be wearing when she was last seen was not warm. It was not warm. It was not going to keep her through the night. And she's old and she's also not feeling too well. And she's a senior. And they had a whole search party and they started looking everywhere. And for the life of them, they couldn't find her. They looked everywhere in a sense of where she could have most probably wandered off to, because everything is so close knit. There's only a few things that is a bit outside, which is the hospital and the university, but everything else is just close knit. So they looked here in the vicinity, because we assume that if you are going to be wandering off, you're going to be looking at colorful buildings. You're going to be looking at people. You're going to be following noise. We assume that that is the direction in which you're going to go. And we wouldn't assume that you would go to a place that you don't, that is one, it's far and you don't really have anything to go and do there. So even if you go missing, for example, we'll call your boyfriend because person of interest. We'll call him because you most probably went there. Or we'll call your friend because you most probably went there. But we won't call Eagle FM to find out if you are there. Because, I mean, what's the likelihood? Nobody really thinks like that. What's the likelihood? She wouldn't be at Eagle FM, man. Like, what would she be doing there? And we'll call police stations. We'll call your parents. We'll call your lover. We'll call your other lover also, you know, because you guys are dribbling. Yeah, it's all good. We listen. We don't judge. So you guys are dribbling. So we'll call all your other lovers. And then we'll call your friend that knows your extra lover, your backup lover. We'll call those ones, you know, and then your lover has to probably go outside and then talk to us because they are with their other lover and it's break the chain kind of vibes. But okay. You live your life. We do radio. It is what it is. So, eventually it got dark and it wasn't looking good. And they kept searching until they couldn't search anymore. And it was a matter of, let's just go home and let's hope that somebody in the town had found her and might take her to the police station, report her missing or something like that. And then they waited for morning, and the news that met them is that she was found at the side of the hospital. She was found at the side of the hospital and she had basically froze to death. Is it that one? Frozen and dead. A freezer. Insensitive. She died of the cold. So she was found at the other side. The other side where there are no houses, no nothing. It was just the hospital that was that side. And this was something that my friend had to deal with for such a long time, because there was feelings of guilt and feelings of anger and feelings of resentment and rage. And it was a commotion within her psyche, and she even had to like leave everything for like a year or two and then just go back home, go and regroup and then come back to restart her life again. And that is what happened to her senior. So now if we are looking at that happening under the watch of somebody, are we really honestly trying to play a blind eye in a sense of pretending that the people that we leave in charge of our seniors are not capable of exploitation. It's not everybody that is a bad guy. It's not everybody that is a villain. It's not everybody that is just intending to be like, yeah, we are just going to do bad things out there. No, no, no. There are good people. But can we identify the signs within our people so that we know whether or not they are with good people? So when we talk about financial abuse amongst the elderly, we would say, or we would define it as, elder financial abuse occurs when someone steals money or other things of value from an old person. As people age, they may need the help of others to manage their finances and care for themselves. This is especially true in cases where someone has Alzheimer's or dementia, as these conditions cause a mental functioning to decline. Unfortunately, elders may put their trust in people who do not have their best interest at heart. Whether it's a relative, friend, or a caregiver, anyone may try to steal an elderly's finances in various ways. Are we together? This is how you can say, yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for those that are saying that the radio is off, I see there is Helao TK that's saying that the radio is off. I would urge you to download the app. Download the app, and then you just work with it while we are waiting. You know, we Oturimete Guerrero, so we are all waiting. We are waiting and we will see, right? But for now, gravitate towards the app. You are on Facebook Live, bruh. Like, you don't want to get the app also. Yeah? You want to go in, but you can watch live, bruh. No, man. Change! Alright. And then we have Isaac that says, good evening, madam. I'm in love with the topic. Thank you so much. Holla at you. We need to talk about these things because we pretend as if our elders are just fine. But I think that we also like to pretend that our elders are fine, because if we don't pretend that our elders are fine, it will most probably drive us crazy. And we know that there's nothing that we can do for them that would yield good fruit if we go and just stay at home. Because one would say that, ooh, I'll just go and stay with my grandmother and just be a village person. But then your grandmother is going to eat what? Your grandmother is going to isikira what? Winter is coming. Are you not buying a new throw? Are you not buying socks? Where does that come from? Money comes from whatever you are doing. Eh? So that's why it's a little difficult to just pack up and leave and just go and be, I'm going to be the soldier of my grandmother's old age. Yeah, we can't. And I think that we have to start monitoring. We have to start caring. In all honesty, we have to start caring a little bit more. We have to start evaluating things a little bit more, just so that we can really have a grip on it. Because at the end of the day, the caregivers or the caretakers that we hire to take care of our homes, right? They are not really equipped to be living with a person with dementia. Kuko hazimbwa. And we say things like kuko hazimbwa as if it's not a medical condition. As if it's not something that requires real care. You know, you remember when you were younger, and your mom used to go to work, and your mom used to pay that lady to stay with you because she was capable of staying with you. But yet, Vele, now you winner, you don't want to care to pay for a lady to take care of your mom because that lady is capable. You don't want to do that. You want to pay this one person to run the entire thing as if she doesn't get tired. I would say that maybe we should actually learn to cough out a little bit more. If we're able, like, let's learn to cough out a little bit more. Let us learn to understand that even if it seems like it is a weird job that you would never do, right? Like, andikaronga mewumbo jomiti. You would never do that, right? let us look at it as somebody's profession. Because if we look at it as somebody's profession, then the likelihood of us treating it like it's somebody's profession, right? And giving them that respect and the dignity that they deserve because of their profession would come naturally. But many of us look down on other people's jobs. We look down on their sources of income and think that we can exploit, we can manipulate, we can abuse them, right? Forgetting that they are in charge of, one, our assets, our property. Two, they're in charge of our loved ones. Three, they're in charge of our livestock that also falls under property, but livestock. They're in charge. And yet we want to not really treat them well. So, elder financial abuse may occur by, one, let's look at it. Let's just look at the list where it might occur. So, you know, with our seniors, right? Or with an ordinary citizen's seniors, we don't have a lot of valuables. I'm saying this very loosely because it doesn't apply to everybody, because just because mina, we are not moneyed, doesn't mean you guys are not moneyed. Maybe you guys are moneyed. Maybe your grandmother walks around with 10 gold rings on her fingers. Maybe your grandmother's rings are made out of genuine gold. Maybe, just maybe, right? Her toe ring is made out of rose gold. Maybe her earring holder is actually made out of 10 karat what. Maybe. Because we are different. Because minami, my grandmother, no. The most valuable thing is ekumbala. That one we can say, kucha, woo, ekumbata ra kukore, you know, diroshi, shash, you know, whoa. But everything else, you know, just, yeah, basic stuff. But, let's talk about what our parents and our seniors, or our parents and our grandparents actually do have that could get stolen, right? And we wouldn't even notice. So many of us are most now, we are city people. We are town people, and we don't really count our father's livestock. We don't know how many cows, heads of cows, that our fathers have. We don't know, because, I mean, we are not cow people, you know? We are not really into that getting to the crawl things, like, let's get dirty, like, no. Like, but we pay the other guy to do that. Why are we doing that? All of us, eh? I'm saying all of us, if you want to fight with me, you can fight with me. Today is the one day you can fight with me in word. You can comment there, kucha, me, I'm not like that. Hey, you can comment and I'll come for you also. And if you would like to participate over the phone, if you'd like to call in, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. You can call in and we can talk about it. You can give me your 2 cents about the conversation. You can tell me what you think about the conversation. I am all for it, but just bear in mind, I'm a little violent. I'm a little aggressive, but I listen. I judge, but I listen also. So, how many of us actually know how many cattle our fathers or our grandfathers have? How many? I can wait. How many? And if you know the number, do you know how each and every one of them look? Do you know which cow gave birth to twins? Do you know which cow has orara pombuda ngweafe what ekunde hoka ehoka kunde? Yeah, do you know the cows? Because unfortunately, right, our seniors don't have a gang of rings, and they don't have portraits of Mona Lisa, and they don't have handbags that are made out of genuine leather, and they don't have Brazilian wigs that are until the nape. They don't have that, but they do have other forms of valuables. And in these forms of valuables, do we know our seniors' valuables? Because I don't see you guys saying anything. I don't see it. because you don't know, right? And who knows? The person that knows is the caretaker. The person that knows how many cows your grandfather has is the person that you guys pay to take care of the household. And sometimes it's even a distant relative, or sometimes it's just a straight up relative. But you don't know. That's the problem. You wena, pauroe, on your own. You don't know. And even if your father's 10 cows, right, just walked past you like this, you'll be like, ngobes. You would be like ngobes. And then you'd go on to the other side and you wouldn't even know that ongobe ndonodaini. Like, ongobe, this, direct translation, these cows are from your household. You wouldn't know that. And those are your grandparents' or parents' assets, and you don't know of your parents' assets because you have no interest in it. And now, when we are talking about financial abuse, it's like a bell is going off in your head. Like, you're like, tick, 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 tick. The only thing you know, because when this happens, right? And I'm springing into death because I want you guys to understand this. When death happens, there are certain things that we find sentimental because of our interest and because of our grieving process and how we perceive and how we want to remember our loved ones. So hypothetically, your grandfather passes away, and the things that you find important inside your heart, because you are so trusting of everybody around you that you wouldn't actually ring that bell for yourself and think that, whoa, 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 whoa. What is an asset here? Let's just see. Let's just see. What is an asset? You would run to sentimental blankets because, I mean, everybody is allowed to grieve and to mourn in whatever way they choose to. Everybody is allowed to feel whatever they feel. Everybody is allowed to have sentimental things of sentimental value. Everybody is allowed to feel how they want to feel and take what they would like to take, especially if it is somebody that has played a tremendous role in your life. But one thing that I've noticed when it comes to the death of loved ones, especially immediate loved ones, right? I'm talking about maternal, paternal. I'm talking about paternal grandmother, maternal grandmother. I'm talking about the family that you are linked to the most, the one that you go to holidays the most, the one that has taken care of you, the one that you know 90% of all your cousins. That one, that's the family that you actually belong in. The other one, they are contributing to your make. Your makeup. They're contributing to you, but that's not really the, like, the family that you belong to. I saw a post on my cousin's status the other day, and she said that, I woke up today and it dawned on me that my brother's daughters are going to be saying that that's my aunt from my father's side. Now, when we talk about father's side here in this country, like, father's side, no. And some of us are actually the ones from father's side. So in the event of death, you guys are running for blankets. And it's understandable because I've also been in the same position. I've also been in a position where I was mourning so hard, you know, I was mourning so hard and I was so aggrieved and I was so angry and I was so, you know, I was so sad, and the things that I thought of, like, in all honesty, right? As a black Ndonga Mbanteru woman, mother, wife, that's radio present, all of that. I'm telling you the things that you know, some of these things, I never say them out loud. I think about them, and now I'm saying it out loud. I'm like, oh. Yeah. But as being me, right? The one thing that I look back on it right now, and I'm like, ha. But Elizabeth, you're taking what? You know what I took when my dad passed away? I took his gown because he was an advocate. I took his gown. I didn't care about nothing else. You know?
I just want to wear my dad's gown when I graduate my LLB. You know, sentimental, right? It was like, I took my dad's gown and then I took like two ties, for my son, because I have a son was also. So I took two ties for my son that one day he's going to wear this to an important occasion. And I'm going to tell him that this was your grandfather's tie and your grandfather was one of those that he liked to sway. Drip was permanent. And that's basically everything that I walked away with from the funeral. That's it. I walked away with that. And I was very, you know, I was content. And then later on, that's when the thoughts come up. Kujam. But hey, wait a minute. Did I dupe myself here? Wait a minute. Yeah. I had that wait a minute thing like 2 years later after I was done dealing with the depression, you know, like 2 years later, I was like, wait a minute. Did I Jedi myself there? Yeah. And I did. So. Part of like, as I was saying, going back to that one, because we divert a lot, because I want you guys to understand, because I have to give you guys little stories so that you guys can be like, yes, I want you guys to have that. So that's why I give little stories and little examples of myself. It's not that I want my dirty laundry to be outside here. It's only that the only way we will understand is if all our dirty laundry is outside here, then we can just dirty laundry it. We can just talk about it so that we don't have secrets, so that nobody can find me in the street and say, Kuchabara Sobiso, did you know that I know? I'll be like, yeah, I said it on air already. So, hey, you and a couple of 100,000s of people know this very fact that you think is a fact. So how many of us actually know what assets our seniors have? Not many of us know. We don't know the cows. We don't know the goats. We don't know the pigs. We don't know the cars, if there's a car. But usually, I think that many of us consider European assets, or is it European assets? I would say that, household things in a village setup, that is what I would consider to be African assets, and then everything like materialistic or not, is it materialistic? European or outside, like cars, houses, bank accounts. That is what I would consider to be like, yeah, those are Caucasian assets, you know, like those are things that are considered assets in the civil society kind of place. That's what I would consider. It's not necessarily like that, but that's how I would play it off, and that's how I would know. So when we're looking at valuables in terms of our elderly or our seniors, right? I know for a fact that many of us don't know what they have. We don't know how many. We don't know what color. We don't know who has what. We don't know anything, because many of us are living this life of, I'm going to be living outside here and everybody else is just going to gravitate around me, and everybody else is going to be telling me, what is there. But how many people have been duped? People have been duped. And people have been stolen from, right? Under their nose. And it's because if you don't really have an interest in it, then I'm capable of stealing it from you. There's this person that is on our Facebook Live. And I think it's Shazim. Yeah, the other name, I don't even want to pronounce it or butcher it, right? And this guy is basically just saying whatever he's saying. He's just diving into there. He's just talking. He's got a lot to say. Today, Lucky Dube is no longer with us. Was hijacked and killed by undocumented Zimbabwean people. And, he's talking, right? And I can say that many of us are talking. We are talking, but we are not talking to the correct people. And we don't understand half of the things that are happening. We don't understand anything that has to do with our seniors because we want to be outsiders within our own families. And yes, sometimes our families are unbearable, or sometimes our families are intense, and sometimes you don't really want to be a part of the mess. And sometimes, because we live in a philosophy of psychology, we tend to be within our emotions a little bit more than the people that came before us. We tend to be more emotional and more emotionally aware of ourselves, and self-acceptance, self-awareness, and shadow self. We tend to have a more conscious idea of self. And that is why we tend to grieve, and we tend to mourn, and we tend to look at things from an emotional perspective. But one thing about that is that those that don't think like you, and I can say that it is really honestly maybe 98% of people that live in villages and small towns, you know, it's not really that they don't dive deep into the psychology of mourning and grieving and trauma and everything that is bad. They don't dive into it the way we, the woke generation, or we, the ones that have read a couple of books, or we, the ones that have watched a couple of YouTube videos. We don't think the same, and we don't reason the same. And as a result, right, there is always somebody there that is going to dupe you out of things because you are too busy within your emotions. And that is why you can't even notice when things are going missing in your presence, because you are so consumed about, you're consumed about the elder's condition. You're consumed about doing other things and work and life and children and whatever, that there's no real focus over here. And there's no real due diligence that is done over here. And that is why you don't know. So even when a cow gives birth, which is a big deal within your culture, within your life, within your lineage, within your house, within your homestead, right? Even when a cow gives birth, nobody feels the need to tell you, because you're not about that life, Moss. You're not about that life, and nobody's going to tell you about it. And we're kind of just going to, it's all good, you know? And then what happens to the calf that's born? Because when you left home, you were told that Tatekulu has 100 cows, right? And this was January, when you were going back, rushing to take your children back to school, and you were there for 2 weeks. But in those 2 weeks, you guys first went to Ruakana Falls, you and your habibi, leaving the kids, with the caretaker and the grandmother with dementia, because you just need to relax. I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger, right? You guys first went to Rakana to go and John Vuli Gage. You guys went to Sabawell. You guys went to Omjolo. You guys went to, you know, fall into the falls and come back. Yeah, you guys went to do that. And you guys went to see, because a video came out and it was like, Rakana! You're like, we have to go there. You guys went. And you basically only spent, logically, like 5 days. 5 days of the 2 week holiday at the house, and even in that, you were constantly busy with visiting everybody, so you didn't really do anything at home. And you left knowing that Tatekulu has 100 heads of cattle. January. Nobody told you which cow is pregnant. Nobody told you which one had a miscarriage. Nobody told you about the 10 cows that your grandfather had sent to his brother, Olumwino, that had sent to his brother so that they can somehow keep the cows in the family and what, because, I don't know now about everybody else, so I can't really talk for everybody's culture, and I can't really talk for everybody's tribe, because I'm only 2 tribes, and the other tribe I don't really know much about it, because like Ulaifi. But what I know about Andonga people is that we used to I don't know about now, but it's still practiced in some places. We used to give cows, right? Dikalithwe, you know, like you take like, no, I'm giving these two cows to go and live at matriarch's house. It's just the same as children. You are like, oh, these two children, they must go and live with their uncle there on the other side. And this one must go and live there in Tsume. And this one must go and live in Ovitoto. Yeah, like they used to do that. And they also used to do that with cows. But now, if you have no interest in things like cows, and those are the assets that your grandfather has, right? Are you sure that your grandfather's assets are not being stolen under your nose? Because every day in the village, we are buying cows. Let that sink in, eh? And for the life of me, we don't know where they are coming from. We don't know if we are buying stolen property or not. Could be your grandfather's property. We don't know. But somebody comes to us and says that, yo, so, I've got a pregnant cow. I got a pregnant cow and I'm selling it for $4,000. And we're like, yo, what? Goodness! Bring. And we don't even know, like, some of us don't even know, like, does it come with a paper? Ooh la la. Does it come with a paper, like a birth certificate, or, because when you take a dog to the vet for the first injection, you get a card. Yeah, we are more dog people, most. You get a card with the dog's name and surname and the date of birth, and then the shots that the child, you see, it's like a child that the dog gets. So with cows, is that the same? It's like, especially cows on the other side of the red line, is that the same? Or do we just buy like Puntingoshwara? The guy is like, yo, bruh, so I'm selling a cow. You're like, bruh, here's 4,000. Yeah, got you. Don't worry about it. I'll hinga it. I'll drive it to your homestead tomorrow and bam, I'm starting my shugunda. Yeah? Just imagine. Like I told you guys, in my village, me and Beyonce. How? Like, oh, metriako tatame ko shugunda shemwene wo. Yeah. But I'm buying it from the person that takes care of your grandfather's livestock. And you will never know. Why won't you know? Because you don't know what valuables and what assets your grandfather has. Because you are not intimidating. Because you have to be intimidating if you are dealing with somebody's assets. Eh? You have to learn. You have to learn how many months is a cow pregnant. You have to learn. Okay, so when a cow is pregnant, it looks like this. Okay, you have to go koshigunda, ma'am, sir. You have to go koshigunda. You have to go and count. Ongo bodhi wanaponge. Individitare. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then you count all of them. Then you ask, hey, do these cows have names? Eh? Then the person that hears them is like, ah, nguyo ita naihure. Eh? Nguyo shombi. Eh? Nguyo matriaka. Eh? Then gives you names. And then you know. Nobody is born knowing. Then you start knowing. And that is what we say is valuable. Those are valuables. Those are valuables. It's not like the gold chains and the gold rings and the gold whatever. It's not like the Mustang that's sitting in the driveway. It's not like the Rolls Royce, that is bought but never collected. It's not like that, because unfortunately, we are not only that. I would hate to say civilized. We're not only civil, but we're also customary, and we have two sides, and you might not look at it as an asset, but it is actually an asset, because it is birthing money for somebody else. It is birthing lineage for somebody else. It's birthing something that is productive for somebody else, and you don't know of it because you don't find any value in it, because you would rather have me give you the iPhone Pro Max plus plus 16, 17, 20 plus. Right? Then me giving you three cows, you would really honestly just prefer the phone, because yeah. And then you grow up and you have nothing. Then your grandfather dies and there's nothing there. Engo badisha dasa. Why are you even asking? So the person tells you like all his cows are dead. Right? And you are like, how many cows did he have? And you don't even know that. He says, no, there were only two. Can't you, your grandfather had 200 heads of cattle. And this person in the middle of the night, your grandfather would have probably even died. Ne? 4 days before the person called you to say that your grandfather is dead while he's busy preparing. So, part of the things that happen, right, is stealing an elderly's valuables. Now, what we would say is stealing an elderly's valuables, ladies and gentlemen, from a... I'm listening on this nice topic from Onakulega. Hello, it's Beyonce. But anyways, okay, so... if we are looking at the civil and the customary element of it and who we are as African people, we have to consider both sides. So what would be a valuable of an elder if we are talking about our culture, if we are talking about our African culture? And African culture, ladies and gentlemen, even if you don't want it to be like that, African culture is culture of everybody that is within Africa. So it is not just a black culture. It is also an Afrikaans culture. It's also a German culture. That's why they have heads of cows, herds of cows. That's why they have livestock as well. It is African culture. It is customary. Traditional. Eh? And our traditional culture, eh, is this side. And all of us are traditional like that. Right? And then we find the civil. The civil is most, this is how I define it, right? So if you have an opinion about it, you can always come through. I'm about the violence. You can come through and we can deliberate. We can talk about it. We can debate about it. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. But on the civil side, or what I consider to be civil, I consider things like a house, civil, you know, money in the bank account, civil. Car, civil. You know, TV, electronics, laptop, civil. Like, that stuff is town stuff. And this side is customary stuff, village stuff. That's how I would consider it. And when we are looking at our elders in our African context, can we remember that our elders are not just civil, they are also customary? So part of our responsibility as the society around our elders is to remember and understand the values of our elders. We have to understand that, there are certain parts of our elders, or there are certain thoughts, processes that our elders have that consists of customary norms, and it is your responsibility to know about it. So if you are the primary caretaker of your grandmother, if you are the primary caretaker of your grandfather, if you are the primary caretaker, or if you are sharing custody of your grandmother or your parent or whoever you are sharing custody of, let it be a study, let it be a conversation that you guys have on what assets and valuables that your senior has. Because many of our seniors are getting robbed blind under their nose because they are incapable of actually defending themselves against the person that's doing anything bad. And also half the time they don't know that they are in this position, because you can't expect your senior with dementia. And I would like for you guys, for you guys that are out there and you guys are having seniors and they are diagnosed with dementia. Okay, guys, rule number one, if you're going to be taking a senior citizen to the hospital, ne, I urge you to read the card, ne. Read the diagnosis and research the diagnosis. Anybody that you're taking to the hospital, read the diagnosis and understand the diagnosis to some degree, because you can't fight something you don't know. You can only fight something that you know. So, or you have an idea of. So ladies and gentlemen, please read. So now kagarata kakuku kashangwa dementia and Alzheimer's, but you don't go and research this, you don't type it in, you don't do anything, you just leave that card and you don't learn anything about it, right? And then kuku drives you crazy because kuku is going through something. It is a decline of brain functionality. Kuku is going through this and you go absolutely crazy because you don't know how to handle it, because you don't actually know what she's going through. You don't know. You don't know. But yet, ne, wena, you have all the time in the world to be on TikTok. You have all the time in the world to be researching absolute nonsense. Mm. How do you catch a man cheating? Sneak up on him and say, aha, that's how you catch him. You know, we have all the time to search for things that don't matter. And then things that actually matter, we kind of sideline it and put it over here. So part of the signs, part of the telltales is stealing an elderly's valuables. And first of all, let's understand, what are an elderly's valuables? I know many elderlies that have been robbed blind in their hour of being wary. Eh, it's who that came from where that came to get a cow. It's who ahingongo ba dihende tedukisa konange. It is who that took everybody. Shashino, back in the day, right? All the cows that are inside your kraal are not yours. Sometimes you have your sister's ongobe. Sometimes people don't even get paid on kwere. Sometimes they are like, we don't have money, but we have this katana, you know, okakintu. And this one goes to uncle who, kukuku katirigan. Yeah. This goes to kukuku katirigane because you guys don't have oshigunda, right? Maybe you are from Okagumbo. You don't have Oshigunda. And this cow that is damages paid for you conceiving a baby. Mm. Right? They're called damages. Goes to Uncle Huhu and it just stays there. Stays there for 20 years. Now in these 20 years, this female cow births other cows. And now because it went to Uncle Huhu to take care of it, right? When Uncle Huhu dies, Uncle Huhu's sons and daughters think that Uncle Huhu is such a wealthy person that he just has 200 heads of cows or a whole herd of cows, 200 cows, right? However you say it in English. He just has all these cows. All his, because he was such a wealthy dude. Never worked a day in his life, nowhere, but Ongobe that tate, you know? And They just steal it. But it's because you guys don't even ask. And I feel like the seniors are also so over us. Seniors say nothing. Kuchinda ukiporithele kongwengwen. The senior can tell kucha they are not feeling well. They are going to chila anytime. They're going to go. They're going to depart. You know, they're going to Messiah anytime, or they're not feeling well of late, right? Or even just that thing of warning you, like giving you a head start and saying, kucha, yo, so if I die, right? Your great auntie's cow was given to your uncle there and it was already having one calf. So maybe by now they should at least be 10. And this is something that you must bring up in meetings. You know, when somebody dies, right? They say things like, or they say, Gero puna humwe ari akusonane, like a needle, akusonane ku nakusa, ompito yonjika kuyanga pon, you know, kupota. They say that during funerals, this is the part where we say that if the deceased has owed you anything or owes you anything, this is an opportunity to talk. If it is not spoken about here right now, it will never be regarded and spoken about ever again, because this is us closing off the chapter, right? So this is the part where people that are owed by the deceased come forward and say that, no, she owed me $4,000. Can you prove it? And a part of the proof is also that one of the kids, and it's somewhat a flawed system if you guys are churches, right? It's a flawed system if you guys are churches, but if you guys are honest people and just mourning and grieving and want your parent, grandparent to be buried in a dignified manner, you finish it. So the person comes forward and says, no, I gave her my 200 and she said she'll pay it back. And it won't be an issue of, yeah, why didn't you come and get it in 97? It won't be like that. You just get your $200 back. You know, no interest, no nothing. Just the way it is. And we finish it there. So that's what happens. And some elders, they never tell you about these things. There's usually somebody that can attest to what you're saying, your claims. And they can say that, yes, I know, because she told me also herself, or the next person told me also, and, or I was there also when this 200 was being borrowed on Bangi and stuff. Yeah. So that's what happens. So I feel like many of us wouldn't know when our elders, valuables are being stolen, because we don't even know. We can't identify their valuables because it doesn't fit the profile that we have of what a valuable is. We don't identify it as a valuable because, I mean, it's not a Mercedes. It's not a Golf. It's not a Polo. It's not a house in the hills. You know, it's not a place filled with so many trees and guavas. It's not real estate, and that's why we don't really consider it as an asset, right? And that is why some of the houses just die out and the thing just becomes Oshana, because people just move and go and live wherever, but they don't maintain it, they don't keep it, they don't do anything to it. But it is communal. It is where you are supposed to go. You can go and live there as long as, you know, as long as Rafendera and all of that. But yeah, so, and in, I know I spoke a lot about the other side, but let's say hypothetically you don't have like village side. Let's say that you are really just here within the civil side. You don't have like a village where you go to, or this small town where you guys keep livestock or anything. Let's say hypothetically you are just a person from Instagram. You're just a person from the civil society. What valuables would be in terms of our elders, right, is one, their jewelry. These valuables, ne, go missing faster than you can think, because it's not something that they wear all the time. And most of our elders that are in the civil times or in the civil society, they actually have expensive stuff. They have vintage stuff. They have ornaments. They have expensive stuff. And it's hard to keep track of everything. But I think that many of us should actually just treat it like a job, do inventory. Like literally just do inventory so that you can know if the person that you are putting in, or put in cameras or whatever, so that you can know if the person that you're leaving your elder with is actually trustworthy or not. Because things like rings, you will only go and notice, ne, that ring is missing after 10 years. My mom used to have a brooch, ne, that was like this big. It was made out of pure gold, heavy as hell. And it used to open like this. And right now, we can't find it anymore. We can't find it anymore, and we don't even know it went missing. And my mom is not even a senior. That's just life. So, valuables. These are valuables that I'm talking about. So, it's jewelry. It's their stuff. It's ornaments. It's dishes. It's pots. It's oshere. those things, they go missing and you don't really notice them. Blankets, their things go missing, and it's not because they've misplaced them. Because if they tell you something like, if you know that your mom went to the old age home with one kettle that you guys put in the kitchen and another kettle that was in a box that you guys put it up there, and you go back and go and look for the kettle and it's not up there, then it's not your mother. It's not your mother that misplaced the kettle. Even if she's sick or whatever, right? It is whoever stays with her. I'm just saying. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm just saying, Kucha, these are things that we must look out for. And then the next one is taking control of an elderly's power of attorney. So this is usually when, we're saying usually when the financial, when the financial abuse starts or when it occurs, right, is in these incidences where stealing an elderly's valuables happen, and then also taking control of an elderly's power of attorney. Now, usually with our power of, usually when it comes to power of attorney, it usually happens when your mother or your grandmother is now incapable of running her own affairs in terms of anything. So you become a curator, you become a guardian, you become the custodian, you become the person that anything to do with her, they call you. Anything to do with him, they call you. You become that person. So if this person is supposed to be undergoing an operation, they can't do anything until you show up. If this person is supposed to be giving money to somebody, they can't do anything until you show up. If this person is rewriting their will all of a sudden, right? Because this happens. All of a sudden, they want to change their wills. Come on, last day, you're like, wait a minute. And it does happen because sometimes they say that, oh, I don't want Cecilia to be the sole heir of my will anymore, because also I'm just here in the old age home and they are very sensitive. Our seniors are very sensitive, but many of us don't take time most to get to know our seniors. So they catch feelings a lot. You people that don't visit, and then you guys go there, and then Kuku has a stank attitude. She has a stank attitude because she's done. Bruh. If she could write, sometimes she writes on papira, she writes a whole will, and then sends it komwene, wonkunda, and then she dies. And then she says, "Ini manjai, hota iko nanjo kwe koshpangir. Ongo badhi, hena zizipa we dieke kulu. Ah! Then you die, you. Oh, but Kuku, ongo be, ndezi lisile nale man. Yeah, when you were younger, but I was also paying for your school, I was also taking care of your mother, I was also a nabra. I paid my due diligence, I paid back. Like, yeah, cause Kuku gets in her feelings, but it usually happens. But also, what we're saying is that the person that gets power of attorney, is very likely to steal Kuku's things. Very likely. Because if Kuku is having 10 million, and you're having this business idea that is brilliant, you guys, Nana, you entrepreneurs, you tenderpreneur, I have this business that is brilliant. It's going to work out. I just need collateral of 8 million. Maybe you can just swindle Kuku's money, you know. Like, don't worry. And it's most now you and your bank people. That is like, no, Kuku will never know. Because you will make it. You are a success. You are a successful person. You will make it and you will give back Kuku's money before she even notices it. And she won't even notice it. And that is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. And then the next one is using the elderly's cash or credit card. Like, these are when it occurs. So it occurs, how do we say financial abuse occurs within our elderly? One, it occurs when we are stealing the valuables of our seniors. Two, when we have power of attorney and we misuse this power of attorney for our own benefit, and then we pretend it's also for Kuku's benefit, because I mean, come on. And then thirdly, we use their cards. We use their credit cards. We are swiping left, right, and center, and it's just chew, chew, meow. Don't worry, lunch is on me. That's exactly what you guys do. You guys are swiping Kuku's money, and then you guys are making it seem like it's not that deep. It's not that deep, man. She's my mom. It's not that deep. She's my grandmother. It's not that deep. How, guys? And the worst part about this is that you can't even say that. You can't even say that. You know, when I get old, I'm going to give a power of attorney to my lawyers, because there'll be somebody there in the lawyers that is also just going to power of attorney us. We're at the matriarch's law chambers. We would like to, purchase this property in the name of our client. Why? Your client already has 10 properties in the same vicinity. Nobody can even question you. We are all saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, sorry, ma'am. Yeah, but yeah, my client would like to purchase a 11th home. And nobody would say anything, because, I mean, you have power of attorney. And that's usually where the old people go and end up broken, homeless, because the people that were supposed to take care of them, with their own money, by the way, ne? Because there's a difference most the other one and this one. With their own money, they chop them. They chop them, chop them, chop them, chop them, chop them. Financial abuse can be harder to spot than other types of elderly abuse. And I think we can figure out why. Because I don't think actually financial abuse can be difficult to spot more than physical abuse. I actually do, yes, more than physical abuse, because we have a cultural barrier. We have a cultural barrier of not seeing our elders naked. And that is why we will never see if our elders' whole entire bum is covered with straps like this. Now the cuckoo is just laying down every day, and you think it's because of old age. Kanti, she can't sit because she gets whipped. Nepaya or rotang or whatever the caretaker fancies, or whoever is the abuser fancies to use today, right? And you would never know, because one, you guys don't bathe your seniors. You don't bathe them. You don't wash your seniors. You don't want to. Apparently, you guys cannot see your seniors naked. Apparently, it's not in your culture. Okay, but now who's gonna wash your father? Do you guys, answer me this. If you guys are out there, answer me this. When last did you see your grandmother or your senior mother bathing? Poka yo hero ike straight. Kucha woo! Shwa! Woo! Shwa! Woo! Woo! Me utara. Yenye kira nisho mea moka ngurungurwe. When last? Now, if you guys don't even remember the last time that you even heard kucha kuko teki kosha, eh? Kukururo teki kosha, andika kosha kukururo, andika kosha tatekuru. If you guys have barely heard that sentence in years, then who do you think is doing it? That means our seniors are not bathing, guys. You guys are bathing every day. Come hell or high waters, even when you're heartbroken, you're bathing. Hey! Hey! The sorcery! Even when you're feeling bad, Kunta Kinte style, you're bathing, you winner. But your grandmother, that's perfectly fine. I just need a meal or two or 10, you know, and nice food. She doesn't bath, because you guys apparently don't. Yantara kuruntowara. Like, elders get past the stage of being akuruntu, guys. Like, at some point, we have to take it out of our heads that anumbaru akuruntu. Like, these are not akuruntu, guys. These are just our children that are a bit bigger than everybody else. They don't even have pubic hair like that. You wouldn't know. Because you are expecting a huata. You are expecting to run up there and be like, woo, too much armpit hair, pubic hair. You are expecting that. But that's not what happens with old people, eh? Old people go back to being kids. It's smooth. Like a Hollywood wax. Wacha. Follicles. I don't know why it's not like that. But it's not as intense as you think it is. It's not like you're going to be met there like, whoa, cookie. No, it's not like that. But you guys are honestly neglecting your seniors. You're neglecting your seniors because you assume that other people must do it. or you don't even think about it. I don't think you guys even think about it. You guys give the old people haircuts. That's it. That's the most physical touch that they are going to get this year. One haircut per year. The kids are better. The kids like her. The kids like them. At least. But you were nah. You people. I'll beat you guys up. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just saying. Are we looking after them or are we pretending to be looking after them? Because I don't see it. I don't see it. But anyhow, anywho. And okay, so going back, we said that financial abuse can be harder to spot than other types of elderly abuse, right? As it may not physically affect the victim. Because physical abuse, it affects the victim most, and the victim becomes like this, like, wamwena shikanai. They are told, if you say anything, if you smile too much with your daughter when your daughter comes, I'm going to beat you up when your daughter leaves. So the person is like, We were told not, they don't even say anything. We were told not to say anything when you come. Yeah, some of our cuckoos are very woke because they know that you will save them immediately. We were told not to say anything. Woo, we will protest and we will do it and we'll take out our mother out of that home now and send them to another place. So, this one is a bit more difficult to identify that it's happening because the victim must now doesn't feel anything. Like, the victim doesn't feel like kombanga ne nokwazo million, like, how do you feel that? One, you don't have bank notifications because you are maybe too senior and you're also having, you have signed over power of attorney because you're having Alzheimer's and dementia and you're going through the motions as a senior. So there's no F&B notifications that is going to come now to you. So where will you feel? Who took my 600,000? No. So you don't feel it. And as long as you are having your bare minimum and your necessities, you want your 10 teas, 10 tea types, like, I want calomel, and then I want 5 roses, and then I want 10 rooibos, but they must be infused with peppermint, etc., etc., like things like that. Good evening.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Ndinangwe class ati wande atenda masikwa.
Yeah.
Ndaka ege mo class imwe nga ndi timbo ege kucha. Ndinalo class imwe itame. Oh.
Muna wange is okay. Better late than never.
Eno ma. Kana tma yawo funo.
Ek is by you, right? Ma onspreti Afrikaans vanant, ne? I think I spoke a lot of Afrikaans today in my life. We're speaking English because we are also on Facebook Live.
Are we on live?
Yeah. Okay, now when you're everyone is there. Kwanyamas, Ndongas, Tamaras, Namas, Kwaisans, eh? Yes, Hero Rose, everybody is there on live. Yeah.
Elders.
Young ones.
Gen Z.
The woke generation. They're there. Mm-hmm. We're here.
What's up with today?
We're talking about financial abuse amongst elders. Okay. And my train of thought was, right? My train of thought was basically that, When it comes to us as Namibians, how we view financial abuse in terms of the customary aspect and the civil aspect, is completely different. Because if you would say that, we as caretakers are stealing valuables from our seniors, right? Yeah. Valuables will be completely different in Ohaingu and completely different in Pioneer Spark Old Age Home. Yeah. So basically I'm taking it from that aspect so that it is relatable, and also not just relatable, it is also putting us in a state of having something to ponder on and leaving us with food for thought. Yeah. So that's the angle in which I was leading the conversation.
Is it now just the caretakers that are stealing?
No. It's not only. It's when I say caretakers, I use the term loosely because I believe that everybody around the senior is automatically, in one way or another, a caretaker.
Okay. Now, give me quickly now in this whole conversation. When the term senior, at which age am I looking at? So I can
60 and above.
60.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just our parents, I can believe.
Yeah, it is really just our parents because we are off age now. We can't even see our cuckoos because our cuckoos are dead.
They have moved.
I mean, they passed away.
No. If I get it correctly, I don't have a lot of time, but I have something to add on.
All right.
So, I'm not going out there.
No problem.
I just have something to do quickly. So, financial abuse in our seniors, you know. I'll take it from my own personal experience, right? I think my parents were already, they were not 60 at that time. But yeah, they were old. They were senior, man. Are you there?
Okay, if you're saying so. I hear you.
So when I was in varsity, right? It was the time where you start to learn of chilling and clubs and all those things. Now, and also is that when varsity is a hostel, hostel is an opportunity for you to have your independence and you are not anymore living at home.
Yeah.
I know the child must just go stay in the hostel so they learn better, transport, all those things.
But that's amazing. It's freedom.
Yes, it's amazing.
As we were not allowed to do that, and that's why we're so codependent. But okay.
Yeah, no, me, I went to apply for a loan from ASFAF.
Was I?
So I can pay my own rent, I think that was.
Rent? Wow. Okay. Like, hi, landlord. Okay, cool.
Oh, my dear. So when you go to varsity, you do not get proper training and coaching. It's like you are in a flat, right?
But it is, Mus. It's like, yeah.
You get a car freedom. Fridge. You get a car fridge, you have a microwave, you have a laptop.
Friend.
Mm-hmm.
Those are reachable things, eh? But okay. Fridge, yeah? Mm-hmm. Microwave.
Yeah. Yes.
Laptop. Just all in one go. Not even in different semesters and different years. Just. When I was first year, first semester, how?
Yo.
And then the lid on the fridge became too small. How?
Literally, you have a screen. Yeah? Screen.
You have a screen? Wow. Okay.
Screen. Yeah. So now you have to maintain the lifestyle.
Yeah.
It is not anymore about going to school because you have to look cool also. Cultural festival, there is a club in the school also. Whole club with real alcohol.
Is it really a club? real alcohol.
That place was
Leisure pumping. Center name.
That place was pumping.
Was it really pumping? Was it really pumping, or was it just because it was your first experience? Because me, the way you're talking about leisure center, I'm like, maybe it was not in our time.
No, it was not in your time.
Okay.
By the time that also I started falling into it, ne? It was already fading out. But when it started, ne? I caught it almost already fading out.
Oh.
That place was the place. People would come from other places to come join there. From out.
Relax.
And you need money to sustain this thing. That they are ne
financial abuse.
Nasa fima wina release a mango te ya pata ya pate kenambela. Oh, are you there?
I'm listening fully. I'm waiting for the part where you extort your parents. Because now, it sounds like it's going that side.
So now, a laptop I'm going to take, and I have assignments going in Oshibiki Keshinga. We need a laptop to currently know. Girl, it's too expensive.
I have a guy. I will not bank from the shop. I have a guy.
Yes, I have my friend that can get me these laptops. They take it. It's already here. You can come. Just come with me here at the foyer. You will find a laptop in a box, brand new. A laptop, and then interview with the name. What to half wrong AP, Ukwayani no 4,500.
Of course.
I mean, laptop, I'm 1.5. I mean, when you put laptop and all laptop, I need to take.
Wow, you're a great child.
And the Pumba no textbook, my textbook and that, my textbook, I go see. And I'm writing again, no qualified test, I think, don't go right again.
You sound like a person that is a serious liar.
Now the people cannot say no, Shashi. Oskola mondifta naraye mweno renta mo. So at least these little things that I'm asking, they feel obligated to do them.
Extortion, yeah.
Oiska so entro a ne grocer in the... Is because Oka Karata Kana Koko Karata Koskora Koko Skora Nasa who Imaruju Wiki Yoku now 18 what oh, Oka Swipe. Ma'am, I could remember even at home unless they were eating properly.
They were not. Every penny is going to the child that is at UNAM, and that is just extorting.
A textbook, I mean, printing shop, if you want to be reading, soft copy, very cheap.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Like it. Yeah. You know that I stayed in the hostel, ne? There are 3 months. Me, I'm born and raised in Window. I never stepped a foot out of the gate. There's just no use. Oshi, my money is there in you now. Oshi, heroic. I'm here in the next few days. Long in the room, it's unbelievable. In the bank.
Hey, and the people are not eating at home. Watunoka na ketukeli koyu nama. Pamwe ngote tukufa koshi. Putting all your eggs in the smart basket. Can't see the smart basket. It's just a whole pochocho. I'm telling you, Shimata shisha, bro. Tashisha.
Oh. Una naiva vase teule shimari wako.
only the ones that don't have sympathy for their parents.
Parents are going to hope very in a car along on the smile.
Can I get you long on? Talongo can I go shimara na shimara keshish? That's the problem.
I know Elizabeth, they say the day that Yuna Mayaka Pito, Yuna Mambolote, Futai, Nasa Fina Pita, Unwa asange kwa cheke mbulu ni mawaduru kufuta iki the whole year. Oh. No, my dear. Mbulu na cheke no kaya shangba platinum.
Mbulu ni maruwari.
People must be careful of what they let kids see.
What they let their children see.
Now you are taking me to go sit at the private clients with you, or private wealth, what is it called?
Is that part, that what? What do you call it? That part in the bank.
I don't even know that the bank has another place where you drink
coffee. That
place,
why you are waiting?
Written, Elizabeth, that building is not even written F&B outside, nothing. No, I'm serious.
No, really, like, yeah.
You won't even know. But it's for safety purposes.
It's for safety purposes because the people that bank there.
And you want me to tell me that I'm not going to ask for textbooks if you're not giving me.
I'll ask for textbooks every month.
Oh.
Our lecturer is a professional.
Later on, even all my friends knew my father's name. Every day, just there waiting and looking for me. Did you not see my child? Oh, yeah.
Because every day, because every day you need new money. I'm not wearing it. My child, eh? I'm looking for it. Like, I feel like every time you say, "Ne," I'm at UNAM. Every time you say, "I'm like at UNAM," they are like, "Do you know this person?" You're like, "How?" I know you guys think that UNAM is like this little office where we are all sitting and know each other.
That Diko meeting and Bella in the land, Diko UNAM, I tell you,
I can't go to UNAM. I feel like we are disappointing many parents. Like, what? And not that day. The people are going to kick me out of the hostel. I mean, no futanale. No, the thing is that opuno meet them. Oshke? Or meet them. Osophagus. How?
Moyuna, can make you or break you. Moyuna, me coffer. Moyuna doesn't sleep.
Oh, Nale, now we sleep, man. As the dinners, they graduated then from there. It was only us. I think that our bunch was also just corrupt. To be honest.
I don't know how to
do that. They have weird interests, man. They are not really, they are not alcoholics like us.
No, Elizabeth, check. The parents of Nazi, is us.
How are kids?
You want to tell me a textbook? Remember the textbook I gave
you? Because we are also in school as we are like, huh? These textbooks that you can find, come on. The whole audio book is on YouTube.
The child will not even try, my dear. You know it better than him or her.
My dear, school there for 10 years. You know the ropes. You're about to say something that you must import it from Amazon. How? I just went to Book Den now. They have the book. The book is 400.
Go Book Den. It's a big one. We can have a man of last year. We got to go to
my book. Yeah, I can't tumble. But I think that, yeah, like when we talk about financial exploitation of elders, I think that that is also something worth putting onto the radar, you know?
And look, our parents didn't go to school.
Yeah.
Most of us that era, not go to school. So they could not argue their cases.
True.
Gen Z, if any member of Gen Z,
I could not degree, like you cannot tell me.
Two masters, she's studying for a PhD.
Was that? Maybe we're Gen Z. But even if we're looking at our parents, also our elders, right? if we're looking at them, and I think, like, I've duped my dad too, and my dad is an academic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that they just didn't pay attention, man. Or they had no interest in terms, they trusted us.
No, look,
I think the trust, yeah, they trusted us, but until we are just criminals exploiting them.
Yeah, the trust was there.
Look, yeah, they trusted us. They just never thought that the textbook could not be 2000.
Uno na vonale. Umbolera pale kwa imonisha ningwana.
Uno na vonale were great kids. I would do anything for you.
Okunesimaneko. You know, all those things. They don't know that 2000
I think you have a spare key, my dear. Oh, I can't get mumbo. Like, yeah. And I can't get mumbo shit. Yeah.
Right there.
All right, but thank you so much for your contribution this evening. Time to chill. Time to Zimbuka is now, my dear.
I feel like you're going home very early.
Yeah, I am. I'm going in 3 minutes.
I know. Nick, let me love and leave you so you can sum up for us.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure thing.
Ciao, ciao. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you have just joined us, you missed out. If you have just joined us, we were talking about financial exploitation of elders. So we were talking about the ways that people have exploited elders and how we can look at specific things and see and identify. And the previous caller had put up an interesting case on the table as well. He had said that some of us, because our parents have always been seniors in terms of in age wise, right? We have exploited them and used their money for our own gain. But luckily, right, I think it wasn't detrimental in a sense of was it not detrimental? No, but it wasn't detrimental because the people are still making money and they continued with their lives and nothing happened, Moz. You just lied about a few things and got extra coins and stuff like that. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we will continue. Maybe we will continue. Maybe we won't continue depending on how we are feeling. We don't know tomorrow's conversation. Maybe tomorrow I want to talk about eucalyptus. Maybe tomorrow I want to talk about the health benefits of seeing witch doctors. Maybe I want to talk about the health benefits of having a doctor friend. Maybe. We don't know. But one thing we can identify is that our seniors are usually in trouble when we, the primary caretakers and the people that are supposed to look after them, fail at it. We fail them in such a way that we don't even realize that we're failing them. But usually, in many cases, this is exactly how exploitation happens. This is exactly how abuse of elders' funds, finances, happens. It's usually when somebody is playing blind and not paying attention. It usually happens when we choose to make the responsibility of understanding the values and the valuables of our seniors somebody else's responsibility, especially outsiders' responsibility. I'm not saying insiders are harmless. I'm saying that some people come into your life to rob and steal. And the sooner we get onto the reality of things, the better. The sooner we understand this, the better. So from me, the matriarch, I bid you guys farewell.
I love you forever when the day. So, ciao, 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 ciao.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that?